First of all, to Ephesians 1.
以弗所书第一章.
Those of you who have been studying Ephesians on Friday night probably already have that portion of your Bible dog-eared.
当很多弟兄姊妹已经在查考这个以弗所书这段圣经，可能已经很熟悉了。
Philip has been worried all week. He even asked Catherine, was it difficult to translate for me?
Yeah, 问, Catherine姊妹, 怎么样来替这个调弟兄翻译的好?
So the first thing I say is the word dog-eared.
对啊,头一个他就说了一个很难的字。
There probably isn't anything in Chinese that you can use to translate that, can you?
好像很难有一个中文的字能够传。 能够翻译这个字。
Many of you probably thought that this morning I would be sharing on the 3 weeks we've spent in the Holy Land.
可能有些人认为今天早上我会来交通我们在耶路撒冷的事。
And there is probably a lot of things that I could share.
当然有许多的事我可以交通。
In fact, just as we sang that song, it had new meaning to me when we read that first line. All of that have not gone under the pressure of the press do not give forth good oil.
就是刚才唱的那首诗歌，也让我能够有个新的了解，好像不经过试炼就不能够产生那个油。
Because one of the things that you see a lot of in the Holy Land are olive presses.
因为在 这个圣地哈，在耶路撒冷有很多那个压橄榄树的那个地方。
An olive press, particularly one of antiquity, is made in such a way that it's hard to destroy. Even though many battles have been fought over the Holy Land in the last 2,000 years, it is very difficult to destroy a wine press.
那个压榨，excuse me,
an olive press.
那压榨橄榄的那个东西啊，它是非常不容易。 被摧毁的，甚至经过很多的战争，那些压榨的那个机器都还存在的。An
olive press is virtually just a large piece of stone, usually in a round, in a circle, about 4 or 5 feet across and about 4 feet high.
那个压榨橄榄的那个机器，不就是一个很圆的一个石头，大概四五尺那么长。And
it has a large groove around the inside in which another large stone rolls.
它在那个大的石头里面呢，有一个小的那个石头，所以这两个石头可以这样子互相的转。When
you press olives, you don't first sit down to take all the pits out.
当你要压榨那个橄榄的时候，你不会先把那里面的籽先拿掉。All
of the olives are dumped into the press, and this huge stone that is pushed around in a circle by it's pushed by ladies.
这个很大的这个机器呢，先把那个橄榄摆进去，是那个女子在那里。
But it was found out that donkeys could do this just as well. So donkeys would go around in a circle, therefore crushing the entire olive and its pit to very small pieces.
然后后来他们就觉得用驴子比较好，让驴子拖这个工具的时候呢，就把那些橄榄就压成很碎。And
then all of this residue is taken and put in a press in which the olive oil is pressed out.
这些所有的残渣呢，就放到一个压榨的机器里面。
The best, the first olive oil is for use in religious activity like anointing.
最好的油呢，是做这个宗教上的用途的。
The virgin of the virgin.
那个
best of the best.
那个最初的，在那个最初里面的东西。
And then virgin oil is used for cooking.
那个油呢，也可以。 用来做做煮饭，烧菜用。
And then the poor quality is used for lighting and heating.
那比较差的油呢，就做来点灯用。
For years, and it still is, olive oil is very important as far as the economy of Israel.
很多年以来，这个橄榄油在经济上是很重要的。
Most of Israel is rock.
所有大部分在以色列的那个地图上呢，都是岩石。
And olive trees grow right out of this rock very nicely.
这些橄榄树呢，就在这个岩石的上面长出来。
And so when we see, I think there's a whole study we can do just on this word olive tree, because it was very much part of the history of the Holy Land, and even in the Lord's time, and it still is today. And so it makes a very viable illustration.
从这个橄榄树的身上，我们就可以做很深的研究，因为不但是当时这个橄榄树是重要的，一直到现在，它们都是很重要的。
And I'll mention one other thing about the trip.
我想讲另外一件事关于这次的旅行。
And it relates to Steve's opening remarks when he said, "For everyone to come in close."
就是讲到我们怎么样应该到坐的比较靠近一点。
When Steve mentioned that, again my mind went back to my trip, and I was reminded of the setting of the Lord Jesus where on the mount where he gave the beatitude.
就我想到在我们旅行的时候，我们看见一个地方，就是主在那个登山宝训那个山上的时候。
Two things we are lacking this morning. One is that I don't have the voice of the Lord.
我想两件事情是我所缺少的。首一件就是我可能没有主耶稣那样的声音。
And number two, we don't have that amphitheater setting in which the Lord had when he gave the beatitude.
但是我没有当时那个像戏院一样那个环境。
At the north end of Lake Galilee, just between Capernaum and Magdala, where Mary Magdalene was from, there is a little hill that rises up from the lake.
在那个加利利那个北边哈，这个有一个小山坡是这样慢慢的上去的。
And this hill is in the form of an amphitheater. It slopes gradually up from the lake.
这个小山坡呢，它的形状有点像一个戏院一样，是这样弧形的，并且斜上去的。
It's the area where the Lord fed the 5,000.
就是在那个地方，主耶稣使五千人吃饱。
But it was also the area where the Lord gave us Matthew 5, 6, and 7, the Beatitudes.
也是在那个地方，我们主耶稣在马太福音五六七那里讲到登山的宝训。
And the Lord had his back to the city of Galilee and looked at the people on the hillside.
当我们的主在讲到的时候，他的背是对着加利利，他的面就向着这个山坡。
And the natural breeze that comes off the lake just automatically carries one's voice right up to the hillside.
在那个从湖里面吹来的那个风呢，就自然而然把主的声音吹到那个小山坡上。
And so therefore, many people could hear quite easily of the Lord as he spoke.
因此很多的人都能够很容易的就听到主耶稣的讲道。
Well, since we do not have that characteristic this morning, that's why we had to move in a little bit closer. We don't have a breeze coming off of Galilee this morning.
今天早上我们的后面没有那个从加利利海来的那个凉风，而且我们也需要坐的比较靠近一点。
Needless to say, there were many, many spiritual lessons that were learned on a trip like this.
当然，在一个这样的一个旅行里面，我们学习到许多属灵的功课。
I've always had an appreciation for the Jewish people. I grew up in a family.That gave great respect to the Jewish people.
我一向对以色列人就很尊敬，在我出生的家庭里面，我们对以色列人也非常的尊敬。
Then under the teaching of many pastors that were very Semitic, very understanding of God's plan for the Jew, not only in the past but in the future, and it created in my heart an appreciation for these people.
在我过去所学习的一些教导里面，这些带领我们的弟兄，他们对犹太人的习俗和他们的背景和他们的将来都有很深的认识。
But I can only say that after a trip like that, and really seeing in a deeper way God's plan as far as the Jewish people, my understanding, my appreciation has increased a hundredfold.
就在这样一个旅行里面，我们看到以色列过去和现在的情形。 就让我们对主在我们身上的这个旨意的认识更加增加了。
And maybe, if the Lord wills, at a later time, we can share more of this trip and the things that we received.
或许也许将来主给我们有时间的话，再跟弟兄姊妹交通关于这一次旅行的事。
So let's look at the third verse of Ephesians 1.
我们看第三节，以弗所书第一章第三节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And between the next verse, the fourth verse, and the 14th verse, the Lord enucleates here, or I should say the Apostle Paul enucleates, what these spiritual blessings are that are ours for the asking, for the taking today.
从第四节到第十四节里面，这个保罗就告诉我们，这些属灵的福气到底是什么。
We're not going to read them right now because we're going to just go over them in a little more detail in just a moment.
我们现在暂时不一起来读，因为我们就要 仔细的来讲它。
And let's look at just three verses in Genesis 12.
让我们看创世纪十二章。
Genesis 12.
创世纪十二章。
When I read these three verses, you're going to think that, here goes the trip to the Holy Land.
我们想，读到这三节，可能又要讲到那个耶路撒冷的事。
Genesis 12. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you and all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
耶和华对亚伯兰说, 你要离开本地本族父家, 往我所要指示你的地去, 我必叫你成为大国, 我必赐福给你, 叫你的名为大, 你也要叫别人得福, 为你祝福的, 我必赐福与他, 那咒诅你的, 我必咒诅他, 地上的万族, 都要因你得福。
And one more verse in Exodus 33:19.
出埃及记33章19节。
Exodus 33:19.
出埃及记33章19节。
One of the most fascinating verses I believe in the Bible.
这实在是一个非常奇妙的经文。
Same verses in Romans 9:15.
在罗马书第9章15节有相同的经文。
God is talking to Moses, and God said, I will make all my goodness pass before you. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. And this is the part we want to concentrate on this morning. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过宣告我的名下面就是我们今天所要注重的这一节我要恩待谁就恩待谁要怜悯谁就怜悯谁
Let's have a word of prayer
我们就祷告
Father, again, we're reminded when it comes to spiritual things, there is great limitation on our part.
我们认识讲到属灵的事，我们实在是非常的有限。
And as we've just read, Father, you say that you will have compassion on whom you will have compassion.
这里我们刚才读到，说你要怜悯谁，你就怜悯谁。
And Father, this morning we're asking that you would have compassion on us.
主啊，今天早上我们求你的怜悯。
That you would have mercy upon us.
主你对我们有恩慈。
And that you would be gracious to us.
主你就会对我们发恩慈。
And that we could hear from heaven.
我们就可以听到天上。
And Father, by faith now, we claim, your Holy Spirit for our teaching.
这时候我们借着信心，我们仰望圣灵做我们的老师。
Your Holy Spirit, Father, is needed for our hearing.
当我们要听你的话语的时候，我们实在需要圣灵。
And for our seeing.
让我们能够看见。
Our desire is to see your Son this morning.
我们的渴慕就是要看见你的儿子。
See the riches of the blessings, the spiritual blessings of heaven that have been available to us.
让我们能够因着信心看见在天上各样属灵的福气。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We've talked much in the last year and a half about God's eternal pleasure, God's eternal purpose.
在过去一年半当中，我们常常讲到神永远的目的，永远的旨意。
And it's interesting that to us that God receives pleasure from us.
实在非常的稀奇，就是看见神会从我们这些人的身上得到满足。
Now we can understand that God received pleasure from the mountains and from the ocean and from the beautiful things that He has created.
我们能够很容易了解，神的心能够从他所创造的事情，像山、像湖、像水得到满足。
Compared to a rebellious, independent man, these things are rather beautiful.
这些东西呢，比我们人起来好像更美丽，因为人是这样的悖逆。
And yet God's purpose, God's plan, really isn't to have fellowship with mountains and with nature.
但是神的目的呢，却不是跟这些山啊这些湖来有交通。
He desires to have fellowship with us.
我们神希望和人有交通。
He came around the table this morning. I was just constantly reminded that this table is the one thing that pleases the Father.
当我们早上在擘饼的时候，我就思想到这个桌子就是能够满足父神的心的。
I don't know if we experienced it this morning, but when the Father looked down this morning at the table and remembered, He remembered, "This is my Son, whom I am well pleased."
当父从天上来看的时候，他就能够想到这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
The Lord wants us.To be pleasing to Him, to give Him pleasure.
神的心意就是希望让人能够成为他的喜悦。
We were created for that purpose.
这是神创造人的目的。
But there's a problem.
但是问题产生了。
In our unholy, in our contaminated, in our rebellious, independent state, it's impossible to please the Holy Father.
但是当我们这个人在悖逆的时候，在犯罪的时候，我们实在不可能来讨神的喜悦。
So we're faced this morning with the fact, and this is a fact, there is only one person who pleases the Father.
今天早上我们在这里，我们要认识一个事实，就是只有一个人能够讨父的喜悦。
And that is His Son.
那个人就是他的儿子。
Only His Son has ever pleased Him.
只有他的儿子能够讨他的喜悦。
And where His Son is deposited.
或者是说他的儿子把他的儿子所存的地方。
Where His Son is manifested.
或者是什么地方他的儿子能够被彰显出来
的地方。Where His Son is expressed.
或者什么地方他的儿子被表现出来的地方。
Then and there only is the Lord pleased where He received pleasure.
就是在那些地方神能够得到喜悦。
So it comes down to really God.
所以实在是非常的简单的。
His Son,
就是神和他的儿子。
And Adam.
这边还有亚当。
And all of us have been placed really in that old Adam. That's our lot. That's our place in life.
当我们所有的人都是曾经在那个旧的亚当里面。
Absolutely rejected by God.
我们是被神所拒绝的。
We cannot have fellowship with God.
我们不能与神有交通。
But the irony is, we have been created to have fellowship with God.
但是呢，我们却是被创造要与神有交通的。
And it is possible through his son.
只有透过他的儿子才能够我们才能够与父神交通。
When we read this verse, I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. It can be kind of scary.
当我读到这一节的时候，他说你要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，倒有一点但有一点让我害怕的。
God is different than we. God can do what He wants to do.
神不像我们，他要做什么，他就可以做什么。
God can heal.
神可以医治。
God can save. We can't.
神可以救人，我们不能。
God can transform.
神可以改变人。
We can't even transform ourselves, much less someone else.
我们甚至不能改变我们自己。
God can give health.
神可以让我们有健康。
Spiritual, physical health, we can.
不管是属灵的或者是这身体上的健康。
We give advice.
我们只能够给人家劝告。
Usually pretty poor.
通常不是一件很好的劝告。
And very seldom according to God's will.
而且我们常常不能够按照神的目的来给人劝告。
God can make the crooked straight.
神可以让一些好像很弯曲的人能够变成正直。
We only can make the straight crooked.
但是我们就能够让一些很正直的人慢慢变成弯曲。
God is the only one that can have wisdom, that has wisdom.
神是唯一有那个智慧的。
Where we can only provide our tradition, superstition,and many times ignorant.
我们却只能够好像提供一些传统甚至迷信或者是只是无知。
God can create out of nothing.
神可以使无变有。
We have a difficulty manufacturing when we already have something.
但我们却很难能够制造一些东西。
Comes down to God can do what he wants to do.
所以结论来说呢，就是神能够做他要做的事。
It's interesting, brothers and sisters. If we do what we want to do, it's called sin.
如果人要做人想要做的事情，那就叫做罪。
We have not been given the right to do what we want to do.
神并没有把这个权利给我们，让我们要做我们想做的事。
God can will, and God can fulfill His what He wants to do, His will is.
当神起义的时候，他可以做成他所起义要做的事。
If we do what we want or what we will, it's called rebellion.
但是如果人同样做要他想做的事的话，在神的眼光里面就称为悖逆。
It's called independence or self-will.
这就叫做自我的独立，或者说是自我的意志。
And the problem is, brothers and sisters, and I think you.Can even understand this in a local area. There can only be one will in the universe.
我想我们能够来了解，因为在这个宇宙里面只能有一个意志。
And God always planned it that way. God always thought in terms of a theocracy. God in authority ruling over man.
这是神当初所设计的，就是有一个神，他来管理。这个宇宙。
When the nation of Israel was called out, there was a theocracy. There wasn't Moses' will and God's will.
当以色列人当时的时候不是只有摩西的意志或者是以色列人的意志。
When Moses went up to Mount Sinai and sat down with God, it wasn't exactly a committee meeting, and they both gave input as to how the tabernacle should be built.
当摩西被神叫到西乃山上的时候，他不是跟神在开会，说决定说那个十诫应该怎么写。
Very interesting to see how and who gave me word on the building of the tabernacle.
我们很有意思的一件事情，就是当讲到盖会幕的时候，是谁的意思，要怎么样盖。
God initiated every word, every thought, every piece of material.Was initiated by God's will.
每一个思想，每一件材料都是神的意思。
But as we know, man does not do well under authority.
但是我们都知道，
人不是很能够来顺服那个权柄的那个 yeah.
God's will is that there be just one authority even in our home.
神的旨意在每一个家庭里面也是只有一个权柄的。
In our families, in our fellowship.
或是在我们的家庭或者我们的聚会里面。
This is God's will, this is God's way, this is truth, this is reality.
这是神的道路，这是神的真理，这是神的实际。
And the word this morning, brother and sister, I would say, the sooner that we can come into this, really, into this will, the better off we are.
早上呢，我们实在要认识什么时候我们能够进入这个神的旨意，什么时候就对我们有好处。
Sooner or later, all of us will bow.
就是迟早的一件事，我们都要顺服在这个旨意的下面。
Some it might be through great pressure.
有些人可能要经过很大的困难。
But there's always been just one will, as far as God is concerned.
但是从神的观点里面，只有一个旨意。
One purpose.
只有一个目的。
One goal.
只有一个目标。
And he's going to accomplish it.
而他需要完成这个目标。
I was reminded of that in Israel. How God is bringing those people back. How that desert is blossoming like a rose.
在我在以色列的时候，我就看见神怎么样把他的子民带回来，怎么样神让一个沙漠好像变成良田。
Like hundreds of thousands out of Ethiopia, out of Russia, out of Europe, comes these Jews.
成千上万的人从伊索比亚，从欧洲，从各地回到这个地方。
Little villages of Jewish settlements are coming up all over.
这些小小的这些屯垦区啊，就一支一支的在那里产生。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we just read in Genesis that God told Abraham that he was going to covenant with him.
为什么呢？就是我们刚才所读到的，神乃是要与亚伯拉罕立约。
And he was going to have a people that loved him with all his heart.
神要得到一些人，这些人用全心来爱神。
Now the Jews, when they look at that Lord's table like we did this morning, it is foolish. It is a stumbling block to them.
当犹太人来看到我们这个桌子的时候，他们认为是一个愚昧的，是他们的绊脚石。
And to the Gentiles, it is foolishness.
为外邦人来讲，也认为这是愚昧的事情。
But that doesn't change God's plan.
但是那却不会改变神的计划。
The Jews rejected, and the Lord opened up the way at Caesarea there to Cornelius, our fathers, our roots, for us to receive the gospel.
当以色列人拒绝以后呢，神就打开这个向外邦人的道路，像今天我们都能够接受。
But the Lord has not forgotten His people.
但神却没有忘记他的子民。
Because it's his will.
因为那是他的旨意。
He showed compassion upon his people and he says, I'll be gracious unto them, I'll show mercy on them, and he says, I will get them.
当他向以色列百姓发慈悲怜悯的时候，他就要得到他们。
And I didn't mean to bring this up at this time, but I will.And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written. The deliverer will come out of Zion. He will turn away the ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sin.
这里就说呢，就有一个拯救者要从锡安出来，我就要拯救他们，因按照我与他们所立的约。
When the Lord says, I'll have compassion,When I have I will show mercy, I will be gracious, He is going to do that.
当神说我要怜悯，当神说我要显恩慈的时候，他就会做的。
We see many examples in the Old Testament. Abraham was probably the last candidate for God to choose.
我们在旧约的时候，我们就看见亚伯罕这个人本身就好像很不配得到神的这个拣选。
He was an idolater.
他实在是一个拜偶像的人。
His father made idols in which to worship, in order to worship.
他的父亲是一个做偶像的人。
Rahab, the great 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 grandmother of David, was a prostitute.
这个大卫的一个祖先呢，是一个妓女。
And David and God saved her out of Jericho.
但是神就把他从那个耶利哥拯救出来。
Ruth out of the country of Moab became the grandmother of David and the great great grandmother of the Lord Jesus.
当这个路德是从摩押出来的一个人，但是他也成为这个大卫的祖先。
David, the son who is least voted least less likely to succeed, who is rejected by both mother and father, became the king.
大卫在他小的时候，并不被他的父母所重视，但是神却拣选了他。
And the great grandfather, of course, of the Lord Jesus.
他也是耶稣的祖先。
All of his own testimony says, "I am the worst of sinners." And the Lord had compassion and called him.
保罗自己也在做见证，他说我是罪人中的罪魁。
Self-righteous murderer.
我是自义的一个谋杀人的人。
Moses was a murderer.
摩西也是一个谋杀人的人。
David was a murderer and an adulterer.
这个大卫他也是谋杀，并且他也是犯奸淫的人。
The Lord says, whom I will have compassion, whom I will be gracious to, whom I will have mercy on, I will.
但神说我要怜悯谁我就怜悯谁。
The Lord can do what he wants to do.
神可以做他所要做的事。
Have we looked around this morning and spent some a little time in testimony, we have found out that the Lord has chosen some pretty bad specimens right here.
但我们在这里观看的时候，我们就发现那神也选了很多这些不配的人。
We all have a history.
我们都有一个我们的历史。
And it might not be as serious as murder.
可能不像谋杀这么严重。
Something much worse, self-righteousness.
有像但是自以为意呢就是更为严重的。
Something much worse than maybe adultery, pride.
有些事情甚至可能比这个奸淫更严重的像骄傲。
A proud heart the Lord cannot look upon.
一个骄傲的心神就没有办法来看。
And yet, I think the exciting thing is we came around the table this morning that all of us could say, "Thank you, Lord."
这个很奇妙的一件事，所有我们这些所有不配的人，可以到主的桌子面前说感谢。
We sang this morning how the Lord takes the weak and makes it strong.
神可以把这些软弱的人，使他们变成刚强。
That's a very important principle in the Bible, how God takes nothing and makes something out of it.
非常奇妙的是就是神常常能够使无变有。
That's one of the lessons in creation because the greatest physicist in the world cannot really explain that. How you can take something, zero, nothing, and make something out of it.
我想这是一件最让人所不能够明白的事就怎么样能够从无变有。
And in the physical world, we see how God takes nothing and he made everything around it.
在我们这个宇宙里面，我们就看见神怎么样从无变有。
And it's a beautiful picture how he takes nothing in the sense of unholy, unscrupulous, miserable, independent, rebellious people and makes something holy out of it.
从这个观点来看，神能够把这些非常悖逆的人，好像非常污秽的人。能够变成一个拯救出来的人，那实在是一个从无变有。
God takes poverty and makes richer.
神把贫穷变成富足。
God takes darkness and gives light.
他把那个黑暗呢就变成光明。
God takes nakedness and clothes with righteousness.
他把那个赤身呢除掉，用那个衣服来遮盖我们。
And this is really what we have in Ephesians 1 here.
这实在就是在以弗所书第一章里面所记载的。
Ephesians is considerably different than Corinthians.
这个以弗所书跟哥林多前书很不一样。
Paul being the teacher, the excellent teacher that he was, he always started teaching where his students were.
当保罗在教导的时候，他就是从他们的这个光景开始。
And when we read 1 Corinthians, we see that much of the time God has to spend what?Thanking, rebelling, reproving, correcting these Corinthians.
在哥林多前书里面，好像神需要来责打、来责备哥林多的弟兄姊妹。
Those of you who are teachers, you know that it's very difficult to give forth your burden when you're having to do so much disciplinary, take so much disciplinary action before you can teach.
我想你们如果做老师的话，你就会了解，如果你还需要来教训这些孩子的话，你就很难把你所要教的东西教给他们。
And Paul has to do a lot of this with the Corinthians.
那保罗就需要做很多很多改正的事。
But in the Ephesian fellowship in that area of the world, there were some young fellowship where the people had really come into Christ.
在以弗所这个教会就不太一样。以弗所的这里的弟兄姊妹，他们实在已经有认识了主。
So right at the beginning of this chapter, Paul can really share with them, just even reminded them, the spiritual blessings that they've come into, and they would understand what he was talking about.
所以保罗能够一开始就这里讲到属灵的福气，而且他们能够了解。
And this morning, we're just going to look for a few minutes there in Ephesians 1. Please open your Bibles to that portion.
所以我们请我们打开以弗所书第一章。
And look at the examples of which God has demonstrated or shown compassion to us.
我们在这里看到神怜悯我们的一些例子。
What he has shared with us.
他怎么样来把他的东西分享给我们。
You know, if we do not know our spiritual blessings, we live then therefore in spiritual poverty.
如果我们不认识我们所得到属灵的福气的话，我们就活在贫穷的里面。
When we read this chapter, we see that really everything has been given to us. We have available to us all spiritual blessings that are necessary to overcome everything on this earth.
这里面我们实在看见所有属灵的福气都已经为我们预备，我们有可以用来对付这世界上一切的环境。
But because of ignorance, we find ourselves murmuring throughout the week. We complain about our spouse. We try to change our spouse. We try to change our supervisor. Why? Because we're not aware that the Lord has ordained, has willed a perfect environment for us. A perfect environment as far as what he's concerned.
但是因为我们不了解的缘故，所以我们在过去一个礼拜里面，很可能我们就对我们的妻子抱怨，或者我们对我们的长官或者我们的老板抱怨。为什么呢？因为我们不了解所有的环境都是神为我们拣选的。
Let me say, not perfect in the sense that everything is rosy and everything is right, but perfect as far as the discipline, the chastening, the spanking that we might need during the day. It's the perfect environment that way.
这个环境是最好的，并不是说这个环境里面所有的事情都是顺利，乃是这个环境里面有我们所最需要的东西。
In that fourth verse now, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundations of the world.
第四节说，就是从神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
But this is part of our spiritual blessing. Again, with the fact that we have been chosen.
我想这个属灵的福气里面有一样就是神的拣选。
Millions, even billions of years ago,When the Lord sat down with the Father sat down with the Son, they personally decided on you to be given the gospel.
在创世以前，那父和子他们就在那里决定你和我要得到这个救恩。
Before this earth was even formed, you were chosen.
在这个创世界被创造以前，你就被拣选了。
That's quite a thought, isn't it?
这实在是一个很奇特的思想。
That God, in all the things that God conceived, one of the things, and one of the most important things He could conceive, was your name.
当神可以做很多的事，但是有一件事，他所做的就是你的名字。
Now, He didn't choose us, any of us.Because we look like good candidates. Because we look like spiritual people.
我想并不是因为我们这些人好像看起来是非常属灵的。
He made this decision in choosing us when all he saw in us was rebellion.
虽然我们是这样的悖逆， 他仍然做了这样的拣选。
Those who were much more set on doing what they wanted to do than what God ever wanted them to do.
我们是一般人，实在愿意要做我们想做的事，而不是神所要做的事。
And we can go through the Bible and look at the various people. All were going their own way. Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have gone our own way. And yet with that knowledge, God said, I'm going to choose that person.
我想我们都是一般人，要想偏行己路，就像以赛亚书，如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。但是神却在这个情形之下，他愿意拣选我们。
Probably no other subject has theologians discussed more than what does this choosing mean? How did God choose?
我想没有一件事情啊，让那个神学家讨论的更多，就是关于神的拣选这件事。
This is the reason I spent so much time on that Exodus 33. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
这就是为什么我要读那出埃及记33章，因为那里说神要怜悯谁。就里面谁
God can do what he wants to do.
神可以做他想要做的事。
When he wants to do it. When he wants to do it. And how he wants to do it.
什么时候他要做，怎么做。
And you know what, brothers, all we can say this morning is thank you.
我想我们今天所能做的就是感谢他。
Every one of you who know the Lord Jesus this morning personally and accept him, all you can say this morning, just like we did around the table, is to say thank you.
所有我们得到这个救恩的人，早上我们所能说的就是感谢你。
This decision was made billions of years ago. You and I didn't have much to do with it.
这个事情在亿万年以前就已经决定了，我们没有做什么事情。
But God chose.
但神拣选。
Those of you are hearing this message this morning, right now, and do not know the Lord Jesus this morning, you can say thank you because the Lord has also chosen you.
当我们中间若有人还没有接受主的话，你也可以向神说感谢，因为他已经拣选你了，他也呼召你。
And you have an opportunity to say, yes, I will accept your will.
我们有一个机会可以在这里说，我们愿意接受。
I am tired of giving myself pleasure. I want to give God pleasure.
你可以这样说，我已经厌倦让自己得到一些事情满足自己。我愿意来满足神。
That's why God calls us. That's why God chooses us, so we can give Him pleasure.
这是神为什么要呼召我们的原因。
That same verse we see that we should be holy.
这里讲到我们要成为圣洁。
What a remarkable thing, brothers and sisters, to think you and I can be considered, be called in order to be considered holy.
这是何等奇特的一件事，我们可以被神称作圣洁。
In Leviticus, we see it there. God initiates. Be ye holy as I am holy.
你看在利未记里面，神说你们要圣洁，像我圣洁一样。
1 Peter 1:16, we see it again. Be ye holy as I am holy.
在这彼得前书里面同样的说到，你们要圣洁，像我圣洁一样。
You know, God does not make a statement like this just for us to sort of jump up and see if we can attain to it.
我想神不是告诉我们这样好让我们能够试试看是不能够得到。
He expects us to be holy.
他实在看见也知道我们可以成为圣洁。
And he's made provision for us to be holy.
他也能够为我们预备了能够成为圣洁。
In his son.
在他的儿子的里面。
We said earlier, there is only one who is holy.
我们在前面讲过只有一位是圣洁的。
And when we are in his son, we are holy.
当我们在他的儿子里面我们就是圣洁的。
Some of you read the book Sit, Walk, and Stand by Watchman Nee.
有一些人他们在读那个听坐站。
In that book, he gives, in that first chapter, he gives the example of what it means to be in Christ.
在那本书里面他就提出了一个例子，什么样叫做在基督里面。
And he simply says, if this is Christ, and we put ourselves into that, if wecome into Christ, then wherever Christ goes, we are there.
他说我们就像一本书一样，如果我们把一张纸放在这个书的里面，那就是在基督里面，然后基督去什么地方，我们就在什么地方。
If Christ is holy, we are holy.
如果基督是圣洁的，那我们就是圣洁的。
In that next same verse there, it says without blame. If Christ is without blame, We're without blame.
另外后面这节说无有瑕疵，如果基督是没有瑕疵的，我们就是没有瑕疵的。
Providing we're not independent.
如果我们不是自我在那里独立。
Providing we're not doing our own thing.
如果我们不是做我们自己的事情。
Also in that same verse, the fourth verse there, we're in love. We're in His love.
就在那个正节里面，圣经里面他说我们是在神的爱里面。
As several prayed this morning around the table, that unchangeable love.
这样 有些人今天早上这样祷告说 那个不改变的爱。
That unconditional love.
那个没有条件的爱。
And there's one little adjective I like, that uninfluenced love.
有一个形容词是我所喜欢的，就是那个不被影响的那个爱。
You know, we're easily influenced one way or another.
我想我们人的话，我们的爱是很容易被别的事影响的。
We can love one day, but if the tide changes, then we're influenced and our love sort of wanes, it diminishes.
我们可以有一天我们可以爱，等到另外一天的时候，好像那个潮水就改变一样，我们又改变我们的爱。
But we have been chosen, we're considered holy, blameless, in this perfect love.
但是我们已经被拣选了，我们被认为是圣洁没有瑕疵的，我们是在这个爱的里面。
Have you ever met a person that did not want to be loved?
你有没有遇见过一个人，他是不希望被人爱的吗？
Well, those of you, as you get a little bit older, you find out, we sang one of the songs this morning, that love is sort of a scarcity.
就像早上这首诗歌，我们唱了一首诗歌说，好像这个爱呢，是缺少，是稀少的。
In that song we said, you know, one day you have friends that love you, the next day, they don't love you.
就像诗歌所说的，有一天呢，你的朋友是爱你的，但另外一天呢，他好像就弃绝你了。
But we have this spiritual blessing that includes being in God's love.
但是我们却得到一个属灵的一个福气，这个福气就是我们能够在神的爱里面。
In that fifth verse there, we are predestined, marked out to be adopted sons.
在第五节里面，他说我们已经被预定，要借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
We were strangers.
我们实在是一个陌生的人。
We've been brought in to be an adopted son.
但是我们却被带进来，好像做了一个儿子。
See, this is how we start to begin to understand how black can become light. Dark can become light.
这是让我们可以开始了解，为什么黑暗的可以变成光明。
Through adoption.
经过收养。
Adoption is just taking a stranger and making it a son.
什么叫收养呢？收养就是把一个陌生的人当做自己的儿子。
Giving preferential treatment to this stranger.
就是给这个人有一个特别的待遇。
How can God do that?
为什么神可以做这样的事呢？
Number one, he can have compassion on who he wants to have compassion.
第一，他要怜悯谁，他就可以怜悯谁。
But that's not enough.
但是那还不够。
There has to be a practical way, and again, it's through His Son.
还要有一个更实际的一个道路，就是透过他的儿子。
When God takes this blackened person and puts him in His Son, then we're adopted. We can have this preferential treatment.
当神把一个好像受了玷污的一个人放在他的儿子的里面的时候，这个时候我们就可以成为他收养的儿子。
And God can say like he did Abraham, blameless.
神就可以对这个人说他是没有瑕疵的。
Holy.
他是圣洁的。
A holy people.
或者是圣洁的子民。
And I can now inhabit, I can indwell in them.
我可以居住在他们的中间。
In ourselves, brothers and sisters, God cannot dwell in us.
靠着我们自己，神不能住在我们的中间。
My independence, your independence, everyone's independence, there's no place for God.
我的独立，你自己的独立，每一个人的独立，神不能够住在我们的中间。
But as you're in Christ, I'm in Christ, this person's in Christ, then God can dwell there.
但如果我在主的里面，你也在主的里面，他也在主的里面，这样神就能够居住在我们的中间。
fifth verse there, next spiritual blessing, with a good pleasure of His will.
这里第五节里面讲到下一个恩典就是按照他旨意所喜悦的。
In the Living Bible, it says He did this because He wanted to.
在另外一个翻译里面，他是这样翻译，他说他做这些事情，因为他愿意。
Isn't this wonderful this morning? Just to think that God has put us in that place.
实在是让我们心里很喜悦，神心里面定义这样做。
We please Him.
我们能够讨他的喜悦。
We give Him satisfaction.
我们让他的心得到满足。
It's His will.
这是他的旨意。
We have the potential of giving the God of the universe pleasure.
我们有这个机会能够让这个宇宙的神心里面得到满足。
A God who has everything. We have nothing really. We give Him pleasure.
这个神是一位万有的神，我们是一无所有的，但是我们却能够让他喜乐。
Again, brothers and sisters, think about it for a minute. It's definitely nothing that we've done.
我们实在要来思想一下，其实我们什么事都没有做。
See, if we look at ourselves, this doesn't make sense. We can't really figure it out.
如果我们只是看我们自己的话，这些事情好像实在是没有道理，我们不能够想明白。
But if we go back to our illustration here of being in Christ, it is Christ and only Christ that gives the pleasure.
但是我们回到这个例子来看的话，实在当我们在基督里面，是基督来给神快乐。
Sixth verse, the favor or acceptance in grace which He has freely bestowed upon us.
在第六节里面说，这个恩典是他在爱子里面所赐给我们的。
We give Him favor. We're favorable to Him.
我们实在是他所喜悦的。
He shows us favor.
他把他的恩典赐给我们。
Rebellious again, independent people, and God shows us favor.
虽然我们这些人是悖逆的，是独立的一半人，但是神却给我们恩惠。
You think God would do much better with the dog kingdom?
我想
What is dog?
我想神为什么不
Dogs respond to their master. Dogs do not bite the hand that feeds them.
我们就弟兄来讲说为什么神不喜悦这个狗的这个国度，因为狗是很顺服的。
God has shown favor to a people who absolutely reject Him.
神却选召这些人，他们实在是来拒绝神的。
I've said it before. We because of pride we mix it up. We think that we have pursued spiritual things.
我想，因为是我们里头的骄傲，就让我们对一些事情就混淆了。我们以为是我们自己来追求神。
If God is a runner, He's got to be the fastest runner in the world to even catch us.
我想如果神是一个赛跑的人的话，他是这个世界上跑得最快的一个人。
Our hearts are deceitfully wicked and the last thing we want is God.
我想我们的这个心啊是非常弯曲的，最后我们所最不愿意做的事就是去追求神。
We want our way.
我们所盼望的是我们自己的道路。
We want it on our time.
我们需要按照我们的时间。
This is why it's very difficult in a family, husband and wife, because of this independent streak.
我想这就是为什么在家庭里面我们会有这些困难，就是我们每个人都是独立的。
For a husband and a wife to say please and thank you and pardon me and I'm sorry many times during the day is so foreign to us, even as Christians.
我们弟兄姊妹在家里相处的时候，我们却很少的说对不起或者说抱歉的话，甚至我们得救以后我们都是这样。
Because in our prideful life, we are so much more superior than even the spouse in our family.
因为我们这个人，我们就觉得我们是比我们的这个配偶呢要强很多。
And yet this is the person the Lord shows favor to and has pursued and has chosen.
而这个人呢却是神所拣选的，却神把恩典给他。
Seventh verse, we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of his sins.
第七节说, 借着这爱子的血得蒙救赎。
Brother and sister, you know, when we're around the Lord's table, often we say words, thank you for forgiveness. And I don't know if we always really know how great that is, isn't it?
当我们常常在主的桌子面前，我们向他感谢的时候，我们是不是真的知道这个恩典有多大呢？
We all sin and fall short of the glory of God.
我们都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The bondage that we are born in to love ourselves more than anything else.
我们就生在一个捆绑的里面，这个捆绑就是让我们就爱自己。
The bondage of always wanting our way.
这个捆绑就是我们永远都要按照自己的意思。
We have been redeemed. We have been ransomed from them.
我们就被神救赎出来了，从这个环境里面。
It no longer has to have a hold on.
它就不能够再来捆绑我们。
How?
怎么样呢？ 怎么样做到的呢？
Again, brothers and sisters, this is a nature. And so you cannot just try and educate this nature away from this selfishness.
弟兄姊妹，我们要认识，这是一个我们的本性。如果是本性的话，我们就不能够来教他的。
But simply again, by placing ourselves in Christ.
而唯一的办法就是把我们放在他的儿子的里面。
2,000 years ago, when Christ went to the cross,
2,000年以前，当基督上了十字架的时候。
Each one of you went to the cross with him.
我们每一个人都在那个时候与他一同上了十字架。
Every sin, all this bondage, this sin nature was nailed to the cross.
所有这些本性都在那个时候与基督一同钉在十字架上。
The sin was buried. We see this in baptism. Was buried in the tomb.
而这个罪呢，就 被埋葬到坟墓里面。
And out of that empty tomb came resurrection life. Where were we? We came with him.
从那个空的坟墓里面呢，就出来了这复活的生命。我们也与那个基督一同复活起来。
And John 3:16, we now have God's life.
在约翰福音3:16说，从此以后我们就有神的生命。
We have the potential. We have the spirit. To be the servant of our spouse. Husband, the servant of your wife. Wife, the servant of your husband.
我们就有那个生命能够做仆人，做妻子的是丈夫的仆人，丈夫是妻子的仆人。
Brothers and sisters, the servant of each one here. Read 1 Peter, the whole book, and see how we're to respond to one another.
我们就能够彼此顺服，就像彼得前书里面所说的，我们彼此
Not only are we free from that bondage, that fact, that sin factory, we've been completely forgiven.
不但我们从那个捆绑里面被释放出来，我们已经完全被赦免了，被忘记了。
Forgiveness is very difficult for us to understand.
我想这个赦免这个字是我们很不容易了解的。
Because in our society, there has to be payment.
因为在我们的社会里面呢，一定要有这个赎金的。
You try sometime, you go down and you have a $10,000 note and you say, Lord, you're just going to have to forgive me. You're forgiven, brother, but where's the $10,000?
当你向人借了一万块钱的时候呢，你不能说你就赦免了，但是呢，别人一定会向你要你的一万块在哪里。
God has absolutely wiped the slate clean.
但是神就已经完全把这些事情忘记了。
How did he do it? In Christ.
神怎么样做的呢? 就是把我们放在基督的里面。
The sin had to be laid on someone, but it wasn't laid on us. It was laid on his son.
这个罪一定要归在一个人的身上。 那归在谁的身上呢? 就归在基督的身上。
Some of you probably say, I know that.
很多人可能说, 这我知道了。
But I'll tell you, there are people in here right now that have a past that the Satan keeps bringing up that past. Sins of the past. And we have not learned that those things are wrong.
但是呢，我们可能当中有些人会这样，有时候仇敌会把我们过去的罪呢又提出来，让我们知道。
Don't let the enemy bring things into your mind that are under, that are in Christ, that have been put under the blood.
不要让我们的仇敌把那些事情再提出来，因为我们已经在基督的里面。
Paul says, forgetting the past.
保罗说，让我们忘记背后的。
We are new creatures in Christ. That's our spiritual blessing. That's what we have here in this first chapter of Ephesians. This is our standing. This is our dossier. This is who we are.
我们乃是在基督里面的新造。在这现在我们有一个新的地位，我们有一个新的权柄。
When we see the forgiveness that God has given us, that's what we can do. We now then can forgive others.
当我们认识神的那个赦免的时候，我们就现在就可以赦免别人。
May the Lord forgive us. May we learn to forget those things that others have done to us.
让我们也来学习忘记别人对我们的亏欠。
Number verse 8, the riches of his grace, he has caused to abound towards us in all wisdom and intelligence.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的。
Thank the Lord, there is someone who is wise.
我们感谢神，有一个人是有聪明的。
I've mentioned this before. I think one of the first thoughts that came to my mind just a few minutes after my wife went to be with the Lord was, God has all the best.
当我的妻子被主接去那个时候呢，头一件事情进到我的思想里面，就是神有一切的那个事实。
And that's where this word intelligence comes in. Wisdom and intelligence.
那就是这个字的意思，就是智慧和聪明。
You've heard of the intelligence branch of the military.
你知道在军队里面他们有一些情报的机构。
The military cannot function without intelligence. It must have information regarding itself and regarding the enemy.
一个军队它实在不能够发挥它的功用，如果它没有那个情报的机构。
And with that intelligence, wise decisions can be made. Wisdom can come out of it.
有了那些情报以后呢，那个真正智慧的决定就可以产生。
And it says here there is plenty of wisdom and intelligence on God's part.
所以说神有充分的智慧和聪明。
It abounds.
有充充足足的。
When did he choose you? When did he choose you, call you? Billions of years ago.
什么时候他呼召你，他拣选你呢？是亿万年以前。
Who knew you in your mother's womb?
谁在你还在母腹的时候就认识你呢？
Who knew what family you would be raised in, whether it was a strict family or a lenient family?
谁是知道你家庭的背景呢？
Who knew you, whether your family would be spiritual or non-spiritual, Christian or Buddha?
谁知道你的家庭是一个基督的家庭或者是佛教的家庭呢？
God has all the facts.
神有所有的事实。
And God has a will.
神还有一个旨意。
And his will is that we come in and give him pleasure.
神的旨意就是要让我们来讨他的喜悦。
He knows our psychic.
他知道我们的这个心理。
And therefore, as we yield to God, he is the only one that can guarantee that we come all the way in to his will.
当我们顺服神的时候，他就能够来保证我们能够按照神的心意来到神的面前。
I love that verse 9 and 10. Having made known to us the mystery of his will.
我喜欢第九节、第十节，那里说让我们知道他的旨意的奥秘。
Brothers and sisters, Moses did not know near as clearly as you and I know what this mystery was.
弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道摩西还不如我们知道神的奥秘。
We are a privileged people sitting here this morning.
我们实在是非常有福的一般人坐在这里。
You know, we think God's will is us.
我们想呢，神的这个旨意就是我们。
But it's his son.
但实在呢，是他的儿子。
And his body.
并且他的身体。
That's the thing that has been on his heart forever.
那是在勇士里面就在他的心里面。
And we can know that practically, experientially, we can come into that.
我们可以认识，并且在我们的经历上来经验它。
In the 11th verse, in him we have obtained an inheritance.
在十一节里面说，在他的里面，我们得了基业。
I was reminded of this when I stood on Mount Nebo looking into the promised land a month ago.
我就当我站在那个 Nebo 山的时候，我就想到这节圣经。
And one of the things Brother Lance Lambert kept telling us to do, see, look, look beyond. Don't look at just a temple, but look beyond. And when I stood there on Nebo, I remembered just, this was a picture of Christ. This was the inheritance. It was a physical land. You could look out to the Mediterranean. But this was a picture of, in the Old Testament, of all that Christ did.
Lance Lambert 弟兄常常告诉我们，当我们在看以色列的时候，我们就要看得远，要不要观看我们周围的东西。当我们弟兄站在那个山上的时候，他可以一直看到那个地中海，看到整块那个迦南地，就想到那就是神要给我们的基业。
All the spiritual blessings that were put in Christ are now available to us.
所有属灵的福气，在基督里面的福气，现在都是可以让我们得着的。
And in verse 12, that we should be the praise of His glory.
所以在十二节里面就讲到，我们就应该让他的荣耀可以得到称赞。
Praise is simply God's approval.
什么叫做称赞呢？就是好像称许神。
Glory is God's fullness. It's His fullness. Glory is God's fullness.
荣耀就是神的丰满。
Glory is God's affection.
荣耀就是神的那个爱。
And we are that praise.
而我们就是那个称赞。
And the 13th verse in conclusion, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.Who is the guarantee of our inheritance?
13章这里讲到，我们就受了圣灵，13节受了圣灵为印记，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
Some of your Bibles says this is sort of an earnest. It's a down payment of the fullness that is to come.
有人说这里那个凭据呢，就是那个定金，就是表示将来需要来到。
Some of you have made an earnest payment, a $100 bill or a $500 bill, or maybe a $100,000 home.
有些我们都有经验，当我们买房子之后，我们就先付一点定金。
I always think of that earnest being sort of a small amount compared to the whole thing.
那个定金好像是很少的，如果我们想到那个整个的那个钱的来。
But any of you who have experienced, walking with the Lord, the conviction of the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Spirit, know that this is a great down payment.
当我们如果我们在圣灵里面有经历的话，当圣灵充满在我们里面的时候，我们就知道这实在是一个很宝贵的那个定金。
And it's a proof of greater things to come.
这实在是将来更好事情的一个证据。
How are we going to come into that spiritual blessing?
怎么样我们能够进入这些属灵的福气呢？
I'd just like to give a couple lessons in closing. Number one,
我就给我们几个要点就结束。
Remember this during this week, particularly tomorrow morning, when the alarm goes off.
希望我们能够记得这几点，特别是早上闹钟响的时候。
Accept with joy all that God puts in our lives today and tomorrow.
我们要接受，用欢乐欢喜的心情接受所有神在我们周围所安排的事情。
Good and the bad.
好的或者是坏的。
The children of Israel did not get to enter into their inheritance. Why? Because they did not accept the joy that was allowed to happen, of the things that were allowed to happen in their lives.
为什么以色列人不能够进入他们所应许的产业呢？因为他们没有用喜乐的心接受在他们周围发生的事情。
Number two, bear all or accept all that others are allowed to do to you.
我们要能够接受其他的人在我们身上所做的事。
That includes your spouse, that includes your supervisor.
这就包括你的配偶，也包括你的上司。
It includes those in the fellowship.
也包括其他在聚会里面的弟兄姊妹。
Bear it.
我们就要接受他们。
Accept it.
我们就要接受他们。
Accept it as from the Lord.
我们就好像要从主接受一样。
Three. Remember, God always looks at us as complete in His Son.
要记得，当主看我们的时候，是让我看我们这个人在基督里面是完全的。
Some of you might be down on yourselves. Oh, I'll never make it.
也许我们有些人会自己觉得，自己很软弱，觉得我就不可能的。
Are you a Christian this morning?
我们是基督徒吗？
Then you have made it. It's done.
那我们就已经完成了，已经完成了。
All you have to do is accept that, believe that, receive that.
我们所要做的就是接受，相信他。
And the fourth lesson, in order for us to enter into this spiritual blessing, is every circumstance, how ugly, how distorted, how unfair, how crooked, how evil it appears, respond to it with love and forgiveness.
最后一个功课就是，不管这个环境是怎么样的不美，或者是怎么样的恶劣，我们就应该用爱和欢喜的心来接受。
No matter how unfair it is,
虽然是不公平的
，unreasonable，
是不合理的
，and you will have those things come up this week。
相信这个礼拜里面就会有这样的事情发生。
Respond with obedience. Respond to that person in love.And you will be transformed.
如果我们能够用顺服和爱来回应的话，我们这生命就会被改变。
The Lord will have compassion on whom He will have compassion.
神要怜悯谁，他就怜悯谁。
The Lord has a compassion on every one of us.
神对每一个人都有怜悯。
He has put us in His Son.
他已经把我们放在他的儿子里面。
And all the spiritual blessings that have been bestowed upon his son,
所有那些属灵的福气，那些已经赐给他儿子那些属灵的福气。
All the spoils, Isaiah says, all the spoils of the victory that have been put on his son have now been dispersed to the strong, to those of us.
所有的那些得胜的那些成果，现在呢都已经归给我们。
May we come into the reality of it.
让我们能够进入这个实际。
God help us.
主帮助我们。